Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access this show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. Click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet. Would be a good idea, I think, of course. The aliens are calling, the aliens are calling. You can access the show by typing in www. Okay, we did that. And okay, come on into the chat room, make friends. See these phones and things happen. Anyway, let me get right to it. I was just talking to a colleague right now, even sent me some research. I have to look at it. It sounds like it's pretty good. Got a buddy of mine in the Jersey area, and he's about ready to get launched, and tell him to hurry up, get his butt in gear, because I'm getting tired, and he needs to take over, and that kind of thing. Anyway, he's another researcher, and he finds some things as well that are unique and interesting, and to say the least, very effective. I'm going to talk today about some other things. I'll have to look at the research, because he's usually pretty good at finding things. He has to repunt, because he doesn't repunt enough, but other than that, he's pretty good. I'm always on the theme and trying to keep you current, excuse me, trying to keep you awake, try to keep you in the know, because there's so many things that we are now being exposed to in so many different variances and so many different levels that it's hard to keep up with it. Even a guy like me who's, I'm researching night and day and whatever. I want to touch on something that may seem out of the ordinary. Everyone's heard about the pedophile rings that have been going on, and how Hillary and her sidekick lesbian, I forget her name, some Middle Eastern woman, have been filmed, and the police have watched the films. Again, this is according to what we're seeing now, and the police officers had suffered severe psychological and emotional trauma of what they were seeing, and how they had literally sliced a young girl's face off, wore it as a mask, and started consuming the blood because of the high levels of adrenal hormones are being released in the blood, and so forth and so on. And this is about as hideous as one person can be. I mean, if this is not a child of Satan, I don't know what is. And I don't know what is going to be done at this point. But let me point something out to all of you. I mean, some of you want to hurl just what I just said, and I understand that too. It's not something I even enjoy talking about or even delving into that much. I have friends of mine that want to keep me in the loop on everything, and I have to see this crap just like everybody else, because if I don't, they'll ask me questions, and then I have to give them answers, and they'll know if I'm watching these things or not. Anyway, this is being presented at this point in time, because when you see this, if it does become in part of the public domain, because apparently you can see this in the underground internet, the full entirety, from what I understand. I haven't gone there, and I'm not going to either. When you see this, the presentation now is going to be this. You need to protect your children from this kind of hideous monsters that are out there lurking, waiting to abduct your children to create a satanic, ritualistic, or some evil intent on your child. And what will happen is they are now going to propagate the chip through a vaccination program or whatever. This is all smoke and mirror. The problem is everybody has went to sleep. We went and did our own thing, pursued our own agendas, and while we were being separated, isolated, divided, and conquered, and then turned and made beyond belief stupid, they have been working vigorously to try to sew up the human race or mankind under an umbrella so that they would have full control, full power over all of us. And we all know that the letter of the law killeth. There's no way any man or woman, human or otherwise, can keep the laws. Impossible. Can't do it. You'll break one, you break them all. But if we insert a chip, a program component, something that can keep you as a law-abiding automaton, a controlled puppet, the string and the tether would be frequencies and carbon nanotubes, which they are trying to vigorously sell to the general population as a health panacea, which is nothing more than a hijacked sabotage and an implant waiting to be implanted into your brain or into your system so that they can now have direct access to you. And I'm going to explain that in a brief so that you get the idea. But the point is, the chipping has always been, they almost did it back in 1975, and now it's resurfacing its ugly head again, and you're going to see this being propagated very heavily to the general population who are going to have, they're probably going to show them bits and pieces of this film, which is going to scare the living blazes out of them. And once it scares the living blazes out of them, they're going to think really hard on the idea that their child needs this kind of protection to get chipped, to protect them from the boogeyman that's out there. And I'm not saying that these things, that these people don't exist. I mean, it's obviously they have caught them on film. But it's not just these. These are the ones that they're showing. The ones we need to be aware of or to be concerned about are the ones we don't know. Which appears to be in the hierarchy, in the higher realms of governments and religion. That's what it appears to be. So it seems to me that if we want to establish a balanced system, that means we are all going to have to get involved and be the check and balance to the system, because if we're not involved as the check and balance to the system, you have no system. You just now have a dictatorship or tyrannical system. And when it comes to our DNA, our genetic code, and everything about us that makes us who and what we are, that came from our Creator. That came from decades and centuries of genetics and genetic transference from one gene pool to another to present the life that we have today. And now that life is being violated through transgenetics, epigenetics, and a whole host of other compositions that can now integrate with your genetic code and alter the way your genes, your DNA, your chromosomes, your mitochondria, your ATP, your enzymes, your antioxidants, your acids, and your whole biological system can alter the way it functions, can manufacture things inside your system that was never intended to happen, to create into you anomalies and diseases and unhealthy things to occur as a result of the current trend and technologies today. We are in a quagmire like we've never been before. We are now being exposed to a pathologies which are on a synthetic level, which we have never been exposed before. A lot of things that we are dealing with today in regard to health and which seem to be taking forever to cure or heal or to rectify is a direct result of a genetic or transgenetic or epigenetic interference with either our biology or the biology that it's integrated with has now changed the way those pathologies assemble, attach, or rearrange or shut down your immune system. Somebody sent to me article about the sky raining down viruses. And when you actually look at that research, the viruses are all nanobots, all of them. Smart dust and nanobots. That's what we're being infected with today. When was the last time you saw snow? Real, bona fide snow. Snow that didn't ignite, snow that didn't catch on fire, snow that didn't look like laundry detergent powder. When have you seen snow? It's snow today where I'm at in the Windsor, Detroit area. This is April 17th. We don't get snow in April 17th. What we get at this time of the year is sunny, semi-hot days. Clear sky. Well, not clear skies. Chemtrail loaded skies with hardly any sun. And the sun that we are seeing today are reflectors, which I knew about a couple years back when they started talking about the flat earth theory. I kind of questioned that whole flat earth theory. I didn't say yay or nay on it. Didn't really care. I still don't. But those reflectors they're putting up in the sky are activating those particulates, heating those particulates up, and causing a release of these pathologies or these bots to be released in our environment, causing untold damage to our DNA and our immune system. See, when you're looking at the big picture, okay, you got to look at the big picture, not the little picture. See, what the little picture is, you're sick and you don't know why, you feel like crap, and so now you need a remedy, you need a pill, you need a drug, you need a vitamin, you need a herb, you need something, because now you got to fix your body because you're sick. And you're assuming that what you have is a common cold, what you have is a common ailment that you've dealt with before, and you've used XYZ herb, XYZ vitamin, XYZ antioxidant, XYZ enzyme, XYZ drug, XYZ pharmaceutical, and you cleared it up. Now, now you're getting hit with some kind of pathology. You're assuming that pathology is the same symptom or the same kind of thing you got hit with before. You go use all the remedies that I mentioned. You use your vitamins and your enzymes and your antioxidants and your antibacterials and your antifungals and your anti-mold and your anti-algies and antimicrobials and your anti-antis, whatever. And then you've gone to the doctor and you're getting the drugs from the doctor, the antibiotics and the anti-this and the anti-that, and nothing seems to work. Then you watch some idiot guru on the YouTube and he's telling you, oh yeah, all you got to do is run this electrical charge and you're going to wipe everything out. You'll kill this, you'll kill that. Or you can take some nano silver and this nano silver will penetrate the cells and bypass everything and kill everything in sight and you'll be free. And then they don't tell you the other side of the story. Yeah, the nano silver penetrates everything, then it destroys your genetic code, further causing DNA damage, further causing a destruction to your cellular integrity and your cellular matrix, causing itself to lodge throughout the body and causing further mutations to occur in your system. They don't tell you that when you run these frequencies, a direct hit on this technology, that it will actually activate this technology, further enhancing the replication process, further enhancing the destructive nature of who you are and what you are. See, they forget to tell you these details. They forget to tell you the detail that if you're taking a carbon C60 nanoparticle, that it can translocate through the body and cause untold damage and irreparable damage to your DNA. It can lodge into the brain and be utilized as a technology to access you. Voice to God or voice to head technologies. You know, and so on. See, anything that's metallic, nano, is toxic to the very core of our DNA and our genetic code. There is no exception. I get calls all the time. Tone, what about this guy here with this silver? Tone, what about this guy here with this copper? Tone, what about this guy? You know, nobody reads. Nobody reads. The information is all on the site, augmentinforce.com. Some of you say, well, I can't handle the flashing new. Get over it. That information is going to save your life. If you want to make excuses about not getting somewhere or going somewhere because of a certain flash here and there, you know what? You're already sunk. It's not the flash you're looking at. It's the link you got to click. You know, this is where I get kind of stoic with people because I hear all these reasons why they don't go here, don't go there, instead of accessing the information. Or if you don't want to go to the site, that's cool too. Then why don't you look up toxicology, genetic damage done by nanoparticles? You know, why don't you look these things up? Why don't you look up, you know, the anything that is going to be causing you damage? Why don't you look up toxicology of vaccinations? Why don't you look up the toxicology of nanoparticles in vaccinations? You know, these are things you can look at and chase, because the life you save may not only be your own, but it may be your family's as well. You cannot trust the doctors today. You can't even trust the health food industry today. The compromises that the medical systems and the nutraceutical systems have conspired to work against you is just beyond your wildest scope. When drug companies are buying out the nutraceutical companies, and then they're taking over in the way they're making things, you shouldn't have to even email me and ask me the question, is this safe? You should be able to read and interpret for yourself that when you see a company changing the materials inside the what you've been taking all these years, you should be initiating the research to look at what they've done. Type in toxicology of whatever you're looking for. Don't go online, just type in the text, because you're going to get a Google response saying it's safe and it's wonderful and it's this and that, because you're not doing your research correctly. You're not putting in the right searches and to find out what's going on. If you don't do that, everything is safe, everything's fine and dandy, the world's all right in the world of Google. You know, and you got kids. Some of you got kids. Some of you got nano-loaded children. You know, you don't even know why they're nano-loaded, but they're nano-loaded. And then you wonder why they're having, by the time they're 5 and 6 year old, they're having pancreatitis. They're having colitis. They're having GERD. They're having respiratory issues like asthma. They're having brain disorders like autism. And you're trying to scratch your head and wonder what happened. Why is this going? What did I do? What happened here? Because none of you take the time to read. How many of you have actually gone onto the CDC site and looked at some of the horrific pictures of children who have been vaccinated to see their skin literally peeled off their bodies? How many of you have actually seen that? Or seeing that they have brain aneurysms and brain damage and head traumas and swelling of the body that shouldn't be. Or have become totally incapacitated where they can't think or talk. How many of you actually seen this? Have you actually gone looking for it? Or have just been assuming because they are telling you to go do something without question, like a good automaton, you do so. See, you have to wake up here. And you have to stand. Okay, grow a set of jewelry. Nano-free jewelry. So they'll function. That's where we're at today. See, there's a thing about waking everybody up, and that's cool. We should wake everybody up. And then there's the thing about not only getting awake, but getting into the fight. Uniting with other activists, uniting with other people who are like-minded. Because that's the only way this is going to turn. Everyone's putting their hopes on Trump. I get a call today, do you think Trump is this or Trump is that? I don't think about Trump. Quite frankly, I don't pay any attention. Unless other activists are telling me what's going on, I don't even know what he's doing. I mean, I've heard he bombed Syria the other day, and he's going after these pedophiles. And this is great and wonderful, but one man is not going to win this battle. If he was 100% on board, doing the right thing, and being the best president he could be, he still cannot win this battle alone. He's got forces within and without that are constantly going after him. Ask me how I know, because we got to, those of us who are active in some form, fashion, or another have a similar concept. Maybe not to the extent he has it. He's at the top of the food chain. He's going to get hit the hardest. But there's no way any one person can win this battle. It takes a cooperative to win it. You want to stop the chemtrails? We need to cooperate. You want to stop the vaccination program? We need to cooperate. You want to stop the genetics and the food supply? We need to cooperate. That's the only way. Support your local farmer. Support your local herbalist. You support your local naturopath. Those who are actually trying to help you find a solution. Not somebody trying to push $5,000 worth of vitamins on you. That isn't doing you any good. You know, those naturopaths are no different than the doctors who are pumping prescription drugs. They're about as useless as can be. So the point here is we are in a war. Bible says there's no discharge from war. Now I know what that means. When I was younger, I was asleep. I didn't know the war was going on, and I didn't know I was a victim of the war. Now that I'm awake, holy jumping. I wish we could have seen it sooner. I wish we could have activated faster. I wish we could have done a lot of things quicker. But that's wishful thinking. Now we're here in the here and now, into today. Those of you who are near 30s have never eaten anything organic. Got news for you. If you think you've been eating organic foods, that's been a mist in the air. Woo! But my food says it's organic. Oh! Just like in Canada, we had Canadian made in Canada tomatoes that came from Mexico. You know, some Canadians saying, "What? Say that again." Our tomatoes were made in where? Come from what? And a lot of health issues that have been going on for the rest of us for the last 5.5 decades, 6 decades, 7 decades, 8 decades, is all tied to 1960 when they started incorporating nanoparticles in our food supply, especially silica. And then the health food industry had the audacity to come out and said, you should eat silica. It's good for hair and nails. It will flush aluminum out of the body. They didn't tell you that, A, you can't break it down. B, it can move throughout your body and assemble anywhere it goes. C, it shuts down cellular communication so that if you had a cancer going on in the body, if there's silica in the region or silica causing the cancer in that region, it would shut down any access to the DNA to trigger an immune response. And by the time you figure it out, you're now in a terminal state of cancer. They forgot to tell you these facts. I had one guy write to me the other day about, well, do you think it's possible that blah, da, 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 da? And I'm thinking to myself, do you actually read? Did you actually look at the research? Did you actually investigate the research? Or did you just accept what somebody said? I'm telling you the same thing. You know, don't just accept what I'm telling you. I got the sites, go look them up. If you're not satisfied, go find other sites and then type in the precise things you need to ask, the toxic effects of what you're using. See what the actual studies are reading. Look, especially that carbon C60 crap. You look at that, they've shown you, and I'm going to show, I'll explain this again, how this works in the health food industry. Okay, men want to be have an extension in their on their extensions. They want to be bigger, thicker, longer, and stronger. So what do? They show you a pill or a box of pills. They show you a male organ that is not completely, you know, not chubbed up, not semi-filled. You take the pills, and now you got this monster long thing there. Looks like something that came out of an elephant. And now you think, great and wonderful, I have the power in the tower. You know, and you think that pill did it. That's how they sell you. Same with the women. Oh, you take this pill and you're going to be 20 pounds thinner and leaner. You're going to have a six-pack. Your butt's going to be so tight we can bounce a nickel off of it. And so they show you a picture of this woman who looked like she was 5,000 pounds before. Now you look at this other woman, might not even be the same woman, who, you know, after, and she looks like she's 15 years old and got the body of a 12-year-old. We know something's wrong there. That's the name of the game. It's all about perception. If I can sell you a perspective or a perception, you are going to buy it. I can show you pictures. I can show you illusions. I can show you illustrations. I can show you cartoons. And if I can get you to be in perception mode rather than analytical mode, you will buy it every time. That is just the psychology of sales. That's just the way it is. If I can get you to put on a piece of jewelry and tell you that jewelry is making you look so sexy, it's highlighting your eyes, it's highlighting your hair. Oh man, does it do wonders for your nose. Then the smile you have when you've got that piece of jewelry on, it just shines forever. That's the sale. That's the perception. I get you looking in the mirror. That's the perception. Mind you, I don't do any of that crap. You come in the store, you buy what you need, and you walk out. That's how I do things. I don't try. If you ask me questions, I'll tell you what I think I know on the topic. But I'm not going to push any kind of sale on anybody. If you ask questions, I'll tell you the truth to the best of my knowledge, especially when it comes to health. I don't push any sales on anybody. I'll tell you this will work and that'll work, you know, and I tell you go do the research on it. You know, and then from there you can decide whether or not you need the product. You know, it's important that you understand where we are at today. It's important that we understand it's all about perception and illusion. You know, deception at the highest level. Next time you watch the stock market in the United States, look at the commercials that come on. Viagra, Cialis, testosterone gel. The men have died. They can no longer raise the flag. It's done. We're now blowing taps on the old flagpole. Dun, da, da. Now we need a drug. Before we didn't need anything. What has happened in the environment? Before we were younger, you saw young women. Still men and women, normal, natural relations. Nothing bizarre, weird, or crazy. You know, just talking normal. Before, you just looked at each other and you're ready to go. Now we need a pill. My, how we have fallen, eh? It's funny. Sad, but funny. But that's the point. That's the perception, that's the illusion, and that's what we got to break free from, you know. It's very similar to the concept, unless one is born anew, we cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless you shake off and come alive brand new in your thinking, you can't see anything because all you know is the program and the paradigm you exist in today. And as long as that paradigm and program is still in front of you, you can't see what you need to see. The veil is still down. You know, and it's important that you get that. It's important that you understand that, you know, because without that, you're never going to figure it out. I'm going to talk a little bit, too, because we're coming near a break. I hope we're still on. We're coming near a break, and after the break, I'm going to talk further in regard to the nano, and I want you to read. I'm going to read some of the hazards of this so that you really get this. So that when someone comes along, because they're going to pump this now, and they're going to pump this hard, because I'm going to, and I'll read you another report about the NR3 that DARPA's coming out with, if you haven't already heard about the NR3. If you haven't heard about that, that's going to be another big, huge red alert on everything, because it's unbelievable what they're planning. In regard to, okay, Elon Musk wanted to put a tether in your brain. Now they want to go, they want to take it to the next level. They just want to have a straight interface with you. All right, come on back. I hear the music, and we're going to see about finding the research and bringing on. I think the music died. All right. As I said before the break, we're going to talk about N3 the N3 program that DARPA is talking about. Because I want to connect the dots here for you so you understand where this is heading. Carbon-60 fullerenes. They want you to consume this. Why do they want you to eat this crap? All the health food stuff that's been going on for the last 20 years has been there to subvert and to break down your cellular integrity, your DNA, your genetic code, your immune system, so that these type of technologies can be instituted. Now, remember that the word human means beast or monster. And so the reason why a lot of these technologies and these experiments are going on is because they have you thinking in terms of humanity when you should be thinking in terms of mankind. Now, our Prime Minister in Canada is trying to rush madly to get people to stop using the term man and women. Why do they want you to stop using the term man and woman and use things like people kind and humankind? Because in that terminology, you have absolutely no rights whatsoever. The term human means beast or monster. And beasts or monsters do not have any rights. So when you complain that you do not want a vaccine as a human being, guess what? You're completely disregarded. You have absolutely no right. As far as they are concerned, you're like a beast. Like on a farmer's field, like a cow that plows the field and the horses that can pull a plow, cows can be sacrificed and can be consumed, so can chickens, so can other livestock. These are beasts or beasts of burden. They have absolutely no rights. They are used and utilized as the farmer sees fit. And this applies to us as well. So when we use the term human, and this is how they write this, so you understand clearly the implication of this term. Okay, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency will host a proposers day on April 3rd in Arlington, Virginia to discuss a program that seeks to develop human machine communications technologies. Now, I don't see anywhere in the Bible where God said, let us make human in our image. I don't see it there. I do see where it says, let us make man in our image. So we need to refer each other as man and woman, because the term woman means comes from man. In other words, same race, same species, and connected to God, because God created it, created that whole species. Okay? God's creation, God created mankind, not humans. Humans were created by the system to put people or humans in a state of slavery so they can be utilized in any way, shape, or form. Just like when you sign in with the military now has complete autonomy over you. You have no rights in the military. They can do whatever they want with you. That's the way it is. Okay. The next generation of non-surgical neurotechnology program, or N3, will explore non-invasive ways to connect able-bodied service members' neurons with devices. Do you understand what that's saying? Interfacing or integrating DNA with electronic devices. Wow. Wow. Now, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? I'm glad you asked that question. I will give you an answer shortly. You know, how can that be possible? Oh, how can that be possible? DARPA created N3 to pursue a path to a safe, portable neural interface system capable of reading from and writing to multiple points in the brain at one time, at once. Wow. How's it like having a program run something in your brain, read and write programming in your brain all at one time? Wow. Let me read something else to you here, just so that we, you know, so you get what I'm talking about. The state-of-the-art in brain system communications has employed invasive techniques that allow precise, high-quality connections to specific neurons or group of neurons. Okay, they're now looking for portable neural interface systems capable of reading from and writing to multiple points in the brain at once. High-resolution, non-surgical neurotechnology has been elusive, but thanks to the recent advances in biomedical engineering, neuroscience, synthetic biology, and nanotechnology, we believe the goal is attainable. They are going to use nanoparticulates that they are spreading on you daily, either through chemtrails or rain or snow, smart dust saturation, which now is interfacing and integrating with your systems, building networks in your body. Because none of us are saying that we are men and women anymore. I didn't consent to this crap as a man. You know, in the image of the Almighty, I did not accept, never have conceded to this technology or to be used as part of their experiment. And everybody needs to start to say this out loud so that that frequency will carry over planet-wide. We did not ask to be engineered, explored, experimented on, or converted to some kind of synthetic bio nanotechnology product or interface for that matter. But that's what they're doing. And so when you go into the health food industry and they're selling you nano delivery science or whatever, C60 fullerenes, let's get it in you. As I stated before, they designed that like a cell. I mean, it's ingenious, the level of deceit and subjugation that they have propagated here on this. You know, to sell this crap and then give you some bogus nonsense. Oh, there's been one research. I saw only one research on the effect of its antioxidant properties. Wow. And that doesn't necessarily mean this was doing this. This was triggering an ROS effect that triggered the body's immune system to produce high levels of SOD to counter it. Like I said, the research is very weak and flimsy at best. But if you don't know what you're reading and you just go along to get along, or just go along because you want to just read what somebody's saying and don't have any capacity for any analytical thinking, you really have no idea what we're talking about here. This is what they're talking here. If early programs, deliverables overcome the physical challenges along the barriers of crosstalk and low signal to noise ratio, developing algorithms for decoding and encoding neural signals, integrating sensing and stimulation of subcomponents in a single device. They have the technology for it. It's called single-walled or multi-walled carbon nanotubes. Go look it up. Single-walled carbon nanotubes. Multi-walled carbon nanotubes. They get in and you can do whatever you want with them. You can fire whatever frequency and they'll do just about anything you tell them to do. Each particle on a nano scale can hold up to 1 terabyte of data. Now imagine putting that into somebody's brain. You're not putting one nanoparticle. You're not putting one carbon nanotube. No, well, that's not going to be enough. You may need to put 1,000 or 2,000, which can be all composed or comprised in one cell. You know, things they're not telling you in these reports, but you can find in other research. And three efforts to conclude with the demonstration of bi-directional system being used as a defense-relevant task that could include human-machine interactions with unmanned aerial vehicles. Wow, can you imagine getting connected to a drone? Active cyber defense systems or other property instrumented Department of Defense systems. Imagine you have a pilot whose brain now is directly interfaced and integrated with the drone. What happens when that drone gets blown out of the sky? What happens to that interface connection to that soldier? Hell, soldiers are expendable. Even Kissinger said that. Useless eaters, I think he called them. For me, that was all of us. I don't know. And now is the time to be thinking about what human-machine teaming will actually look like. Cyborg technology whereby machine and DNA totally in total integration to be as a unit within a unit running and processing and accessing data as a flow or algorithm. This ends the person, initiates a program. A new singularity, processor and brain. The issue here is the processor takes over the brain. That is the problem with that string that Elon Musk was talking about. Because once you have interfaced that in the brain, what winds up happening is the AI algorithm that's running that lace now takes over. You are no longer in control or in charge. This is another thing they forgot to mention. So when you're looking at some of the stuff... that is being perpetrated in the health food industry. This is why I'm telling you all, don't believe the gurus, especially in today's time. 99% of them, and I'm saying that very strongly, 99% of them don't know what they're saying. And unfortunately, the doctors that were really good, that were doing some good in the health food industry, have went quiet because so many doctors are now being killed because they're coming out and telling you the truth. So what we have left are the entertainers, you know, the guru goofballs that are out there entertaining you, and you know it's nothing's happening to them. And they're selling you crap, and if you look at the ingredients of the stuff they're selling you, silicon dioxide, ooh, that's a nanosilica, wow, titanium dioxide, ooh, that's a testicle shredder, nanosilver, wow, another testicle shredder, ooh, soy, ooh, endocrine disrupting a food supply, it's got glyphosates and all kinds of, then they want to sell you nano, and nano is all based from soy, and soy's got all this crap, you can't get it out. You know, and now we got omega-3s are causing damage on the cellular level and causing liver damage. You know, and like I said, this was a well-orchestrated, coordinated plan to initiate and bring things into the health food industry to sabotage your very DNA. So then you say to me, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to need vitamins. Well, why don't you start buying them in bulk? The only way things are going to change is if you quit going along to get along. You're going to have to make the changes required to put a stop to this. You have to understand something. As long as the politicians are running out there and telling you not to use the terminology of man, woman, or mother, can you imagine that? The Prime Minister of Canada saying that you can't use the term mother in public office? Wow. I wonder what he calls his mom. Hey, Louisa, come on down now, eh? You know, no respect. No respect for the system. Now, mind you, we know all our politicians are puppets, and they're run by a higher power, or not a higher power, but a more dark power. Let's call it what it is, dark power. And anybody who, you know, departs from evil makes themselves a prey. So then I would suggest when you start departing from evil, you associate with other people who are also departing from evil, because there will be strength in numbers. and hold your ground. Hold your ground. Spread the news. You don't have to convert anybody. This is the thing. I don't remember anywhere in the Bible it says you got to convert anybody. It does say those who speak to spread the gospel. Spread the good news. That's all you got to do. Spread the good news. People are going to listen. They're going to think about it. They'll look into it. They'll check it out. I had a woman the other day. This is a true story. She walked in the other day. She came in to see me a couple years ago about a horse. And I started talking about chemtrails and about the stuff that might be killing her horse and the genetics and the transgenetics. And so she thought, she said to me, she said, I thought you're effing crazy. I thought you were effing crazy. But then I went home and I thought, I'm going to look into this. And so she did. She came back. She said, you know, I thought you're, but now I thank you for opening my eyes. I didn't try to convert her. I just told her the truth. See, we quit trying to convert everybody. We'll win the battles. All you got to look, the truth will live and die in its own merit. If you talk to somebody about Jesus, that's going to live and die on its own merit. No man can come to Christ unless God sends him to him anyway. Those are the chosen ones whom God sends to Jesus, not these other people who proclaim they're chosen. I hear this all the time. Well, we're chosen. We're chosen. Really? Chosen for what? Are you born again yet? Seriously, that's where it's at. And nobody should be timid about what they believe. I don't care what it is you believe. You know, I got no problem telling people I believe in Jesus. What's wrong with that? If they have a problem, it's their problem, not mine. I'm not going to feel ashamed because somebody has an attitude or is feeling insecure about themselves. That's their issue. Get born again. Get over it. That's how I look at it. But you don't have to convert anybody about chemtrails. Tell them the truth. They'll look it up if they're interested, if they care about themselves. Tell them about epigenetics and transgenetics. Tell them about nanoparticles. You know, tell them about the dangers of some of the stuff they're buying in the health food store. When I did a program once on another network, and I told a guy that something about Whole Foods, and he had a heck of a time believing it. So I pulled up the article right on the show. Read him the article. So then he went and confirmed it. I laughed. I didn't really expect that, but you know, all you got to do is stand on the truth. Tell it the way it is. You're going to win the respect of your peers, number one. People may still think you're crazy, but what else is new? Anybody who thinks you're crazy is because they're still under a program. They're still running under the Matrix program. They're not born again. They're still programmed. When they get born again, that program breaks. You see it for what it is, the bullshit that it is. You know, that's the way it is, honestly. That's how it is. I'll tell you, I've been alive and I've been through the ringer. I went in circles, taking 10 steps up or one step up, 10 steps back. You know, I've seen all this. And I never understood that that was the Matrix thinking. Had me believing the Matrix principles that didn't work. They just don't work. Oh, you get a little measure of success because you're now part of the slave system. But that only takes you so far. And then once you get to a certain point, you can't, go any further. In fact, once you reach that climax, you start to lose ground. And a lot of you can relate to this, especially if you've been through the ringer as many times as I have. You know, those of you in your 60s and 50s and late 50s and early 60s can talk, and 70s and 80s, been there and done that. The young people, they got them believing, oh, if you not get fall down, pick up yourself, duff out, and keep on going, keep pushing, keep heading. Sooner or later, you're going to make it. Sooner or later, you're going to get there. 20 years later, they're still in the same spot. Because it's a lie. It's a out, bold-faced lie. And that's the problem. We've been believing in these lies. And that has got to stop. Once you start applying whatever it is you're learning, you test it. Even biblically it says, test all things, hold fast to what is good. My version of that is test all things and hold fast to what works. That's just how I do things. Now, that's the biblical says, hold fast to what's good. I, for myself, hold fast to what works. Because I've been deceived more than once. So, and I, you know, and I never liked it. I never liked having to call, go back to where I should have been when I should have never left in the first place. Anyway, the point I'm trying to get here is, you know, do the research on this stuff. Don't just accept anybody's baloney, period, you know. And understand now what they're doing here. They're trying to create a direct interface with machine and brain. And as long as you're a human, and with the smart dust that they're dumping on us, the reason why they're getting away with it is because you're nothing but humans, and humans are beasts, and you can do whatever the hell you want with a beast. We can sprinkle sprinkle dust on you. It wouldn't matter. We have the power over the beast. Call yourself what you are, a man or a woman. And you're not a man or a woman that's a black man or a white man or a purple man or a pink man. You are a man. Man being, you were created in the image of God, irrespective of what you are, where you're from, or what you believe, or the color of your skin, which means nothing. Absolutely nothing. You are a man or a woman under God, created by the Almighty. And that's the bottom line. All right, before I go on, I'm always talking about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network and need to support the Micro Effect. It is an activist site. By all means, give them your support so programs like this can keep on flourishing. You got me at and Bye Bye Blue Sky and Brian 396. We are out there putting out the information in regard to the nano information. So look up Brian 396. Look up his information. ByeByeBlueSky.com. Look up the information there at under the health link. AugmentInforce.com. That's my site. Go check them out. Get informed. Get ready. Get prepared. If you're interested in any form of support with myself or Bye Bye or Brian, you can contact Brian on how to support him. Bye Bye has a link there if you want to support it for the billboard campaign. With me, I have a catalog link. I do consultations. We have some products there that we're showing. And just to inform all of you, we also have books that are on DVDs and on the flash drive. So again, if you need more help, give me a call or send me an email. And just to inform everybody, we did. Dave came by last Sunday, so we did film three of them. I'm not sure when he's going to release the videos, but they should be coming out any day. And one of them is going to be on targeted individuals and what you can do and how to protect yourself to the best of your best you can. All righty, so there you have it. Go check out the sites. Go check out the catalog link on my site. We've got the flash drive, the consultations, we've got books, we got triangles, we got buckets, we got the whole enchilada. Alrighty. So anyway, and again, for more information, please feel free to reach me at 519-977-5351 or send me an email at independs@yahoo.com. Alrighty. It's important that you look at yourself the way you were meant to be looked at. You concern yourself with the things that you need to really be concerned about. Take a stand for what's right. Get with others who are like yourself, like-minded, you know, and so that you're strengthened in numbers. Form groups, form associations, form blockchains with each other. City to city, suburb to suburb, state to state. Get over whatever you might have blocking you in regard to religions and religiosity. This what's happening today is impacting the planet over, irrespective of whatever it is you believe. It is killing us all. It is disorientating us all. It is creating high levels of violation to us. I mentioned this, I think, last week or maybe one of the shows. How a lot of the Muslims who are going into the mosque are being railroaded by their own religious leaders to die in the name of Allah so that the male population can be wiped out, so that the female population can be now killed and harvested, and that their children are being sodomized and then used as sacrifice or in rituals like we just saw or are seeing right now being talked about in the United States with Hillary and her sidekick. So be aware that this is not just happening in North America. This is also happening in other parts of the world and almost using the same methodologies that they're using here in the West. They're using it elsewhere. So you know there's something that's conspiring out there to create the mayhem that's going on. And this is where it's important that we start to learn to communicate with each other open the doors and bridge the gaps that they have damaged so that we can unite together as a planet, if it has to be, to remove whatever's here or to make the changes required or to create a second system, if that's what it takes, so that we can have a system that was designed and intended the way it was meant to be. It sounds like an altruistic goal, but I don't see much other choice. Either you fight or you don't. If you fight, you have a chance to make the stand required, maybe even win the battle or the war. If you don't, you're lost already. That's how I see it. That's how I call it. You know, I don't see any changes. And until what's here on this planet is removed, we are going to be in this battle forever. You know. So again, this is something that you might want to ponder and consider. Anyway, look at the nano research. Start looking at the nano toxicology, toxicity of nanos. This is important that you understand what's going on. And look at N3. All right, listen, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you Thursday. Till then, get researching. Talk to you in a bit.